person leaves the chametz in his house, even if he sells it to a grower, you still have to put it in a closed off area, because it's a din that even if the chametz that a grower brings into your house, which you're not taking any responsibility over, you have to put up mechitza around it. This is no gear. If somebody wants to leave some chametz in a freezer or something like that, he has to board off that area. So that's a type of mechitza inside of it, separating from this other stuff. Yeah, you have to make sure the goy is a goy. It's a Jew. It happened in the past. Yeah. So the person with the goy ended up that his grandmother was a Jew. You have pets, you have to make sure the pet food is not homestick. Speak to your local mumcher. What will not kill it? Bloodworm for fish. Yeah. Bloodworm for fish. Maybe they're good for dogs also. Yeah. Dogs eat anything else. Children's. Yeah. Meats. After Pesach, you have to make sure that if you're buying chametz, it's bought from a place where they stole the chametz. The neighborhood still sells the chametz, but something could happen in the duty free shops. You have to make sure some of them are open on Pesach selling chametz, which is makes basically the products problematic after Pesach also.